Hello, hey, it's me.
Who the fuck is that?
Dylan.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Alright, come up.
Hey man.
What do you want?
I thought we'd do an in-person discourse. But like the last one, without any bullshit preamble beforehand, we just go and talk shit for a while.
Right. How?
I don't know. Just gonna talk? Get something to eat?
Alright. Alright, well. I'm hungry. Look at me, I'm always hungry. You're paying, right?
Yeah, sure. And you want to go like Portofino or something? Is that a thing? Does that still exist?
I don't even know. I don't actually spend a lot of time in up there on the Parnell Road.
Neither do I.
Because most of those restaurants are disappointing.
I haven't been to anywhere around here since I've worked here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm back.
I was thinking a bit of the fox in the lift on the way up. It's been stuck in my head all day.
Oh, what the fox say? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble for singing that in Paris because, we were getting up at a...
Ding, 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 very, ding, ding.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pop, 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 pow.
I can't remember how it goes anymore.
Nah, but it doesn't matter.
Like the morning after I think we probably got exposed to it quite early because of Swedish friends on Twitter.
Right.
When I first saw it was a
couple of... million views, like five.
Nah, like 60,000.
Oh yeah, I saw it like 3 million views, and now right. It's like 72 million. The last time I looked.
Right.
Did you bring like a list of news stories we could talk about, or should we just?
What do you think? I just walk around with them all day. Like every time I answer the door, I have a list of news stories.
Don't you?
I have a phone.
Yeah, it's close enough.
What's happened lately? What happened since last week? That was apparently quite depressing for a lot of people.
The US government shut down. What was depressing? What did we do last week?
The thing with the yachts.
What was the yacht? What was that thing?
What yachts? What?
Oh, yachts.
Has everyone put it from their collective consciousness
already? I'd forgotten that was only a week ago.
Yep. Last Friday.
Wow.
Excuse me with your noisy car. We're trying to record over here.
Yeah. We should have a bunch of people in high-vis vests following us around.
A lady that's like quite attractive and seems too attractive for me doing a job where she just has a clipboard and a pen.
It's pretty hard.
And so there's possibly some ulterior motives.
Some sort of consent form, you mean, to get signed consents from anyone we talk to.
Where'd all these fucking cards come from? That's what I want to know.
Well, that one had RCP written on the side, so I'm guessing it came from RCP.
What's an RCP?
RCP is a project management company.
Oh. I like chaotic projects.
Unmanaged.
Like this one that we're apparently doing right now.
It's a good project.
So it's really, obviously I'm a very bad actor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, isn't it a funny coincidence that when I came to the door to say hello to you,
yeah.
I was already wearing a radio mic. That was funny.
That is funny.
Should I be looking for news items?
No, what about, did you pay any attention to the US government shutdown thing?
No.
Holy fuck, it's crazy.
It's just that they're dysfunctional and it's yet another... Hey, look, we can look at a call centre. What call centre do you think it is?
Well, there's a login and password written on the board that I can read from here. Holy shit.
Does anyone want to know their secrets?
Was the password into one? Was that what you saw?
I didn't know. There was a big whiteboard.
Top of the whiteboard was a username and a password. And I'm pretty sure they were both the same thing. And I think they were both into one. INTO1. So if you can figure out what it was they were doing... don't tell anyone we told you.
So we are now on Easy.
That was unnecessary.
How about you just slow down, you dick? What an aggro dude. Wait, that wasn't us that was just getting tutored at. That was
no.
Someone pulling out of a side street and a guy who decided that he didn't want to slow down. He'd rather kind of slightly accelerate and also push his button.
He wasn't even that close to the other guy.
No. Man, we're going to look really suspicious if we do find somewhere to eat. We're going to look really fucking suspicious talking. I mean, obviously, I project a little bit more when I know I'm on a microphone. I'm already a loud motherfucker.
Yeah, you are.
Who uses an outside voice inside.
Yep. Big mouth dickhead, I believe.
Big mouth dickhead.
That's how some people would describe you.
Big dick mouth head.
No, so what do you reckon? Is Rincon still up here?
Oh, yeah, Rincon. Oh, that's a good idea.
I've had Rincon
for ages.
That's
quite far up.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, the road is not that long, but...
I mean, obviously, there's a much closer Japanese restaurant right there. I've never been to it. No. It's called Nori. That's a good sign, isn't it?
I guess, if you like seaweed.
No, I don't, actually. It's my least favourite part of Japanese sushi. As opposed to Norwegian sushi. Or Korean sushi, is it?
What would Norwegian sushi be? That fermented shark thing that they do?
Yeah, it would be wrapped in fermented shark.
Yeah.
And filled with fermented shark.
I don't think it really counts as raw once it's been fermented.
All right.
So I don't remember any news from the week now.
What about that guy eating raw
officially?
Meat?
He was eating... Steve Ballmer's resigned / being kicked out of Microsoft.
I thought he already had, though.
Well, his going away just happened. And it was very tearful. It was like his last public event.
I thought he wasn't actually leaving until like the end of 2014 or something.
Well, maybe he's not doing any more public events.
Right. Weird.
So I think that's a really positive change because he has presided over, you know, a decade long.
Have you read the stuff?
Stall.
Have you read the stuff? Oh, what about a kebab?
All right, how about this? I'll pay. Oh, we can go to the pub.
Sure we could.
Let's get a pint.
Probably pretty noisy in there.
No, it's a Tuesday night.
They play, you know, anyway.
Let's get a pint and then let's go and get Japanese.
I don't drink pints, Morgan.
Let's
I'll
get
have
a glass of
whiskey
fucking...
and dry or something.
Yeah. We probably need to get clearance for that music.
Whatever. All I need to do... All I need to do is just say, this song sucks. And now it's criticism.
Yeah.
Covered by fair use.
This song definitely sucks. It's probably fucking up all of our everything. I can't even hear it anymore.
Oh well. If we were recording a podcast, I'd be happy to edit it if that was necessary.
Yeah.
Because you know I've got time and.
Have you got time? Is your thing on hiatus or something?
What thing?
Your stage job.
No, I just have enough time for editing a podcast. You know, not sleeping.
Right, okay. I've actually taken up sleeping lately.
Yeah, since
Hello, back. I'll have a Guinness and have you got black label instead of red label somewhere concealed?
No, red, gold.
Red's fine.
Alright, red will be fine and dry, thank you.
They have the restaurant on the...
Yeah, so I absolutely am in love with real ales. With the.
Can I help? Oh, yeah, we're good.
Oh, we can probably pay you though. That'll probably simplify things. It's a Guinness and it's Johnny Walker and Dry.
Short glass?
Yeah.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, can I do this one?
Oh, this one.
I think I can see.
What's this?
Oh. Oh, I love that so much though. You've got to
really
do that.
They're really good, but they're bad in a bar because we end up with like...
People paying for other people's drinks by mistake as well.
Yeah. We'll end up with like hundreds of cards. You know,
people
every
just
year,
go and...
Someone will forget their card. And, you know, as a bartender, man, it would be so easy to grab a tab card. There's $80.
No, it wouldn't be easy to do that.
You can never do that.
Because you're an honest...
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be easy for my
clients.
Actually, that happened at McDonald's, though. I'm sure someone... Because McDonald's is that thing where under 30 bucks, you don't need a PIN number anymore.
Yeah.
And someone, one of the servers, someone left a card behind and he bought himself a whole bunch of McDonald's.
Right. Because you can only do a certain amount each time, but then I guess you can do multiple.
Right.
Get a second cheapest.
That's the rule, right? That's always the rule.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grab a seat over here.
I think in theory we can go outside.
I'm not sure if this the door unlocks.
Let's go out the So it's colder out here, but it sure is fucking quieter. Of course, out here there's less copyright music, but there is more traffic noise.
Ah, well.
I might just like chuck fucking a pile of chairs up each end of this little street here so they can't get through.
That's a good idea.
Just in the background, gradually, there's more and more tooting.
No one will figure out how to lift and move chairs either. Oh, mind you, traffic cones. So there's a traffic cone down there, we get that, because no one's going to move a traffic cone out of their way.
It'd be worth more than your life.
Because that's how we roll.
So no one is monitoring the audio levels at all?
No one. Should have brought some headphones.
This is going to suck real bad, eh?
Worst comes to worst, we Skype it in tomorrow.
So if the listeners couldn't hear all of that, we might have had to cut all that out.
No, I don't think so. Maybe. Who knows? So the summary is you're having a Guinness, I'm having a Johnny Walker and Dry.
And I really wish that it was a real ale instead. There's something about the hand pump.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the really low fizz, and it's just... They're more balanced.
Did you go to Ireland?
No, I didn't go to Ireland. I didn't go to every country. I just went to many countries.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just wondering if you'd had a Guinness in Ireland and if it was different.
No, Selena's done that, but I haven't done that.
I got the impression that Guinness wasn't as appreciated in Ireland as it is outside of Ireland. Ireland. I keep trying to overpronounce it.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Ireland. Now, you're in Southland.
Oh, now there's a danger. I'm going to go pirate.
Oh, it's International Vegetarian Day.
Oh. So we're not going to a steakhouse
anymore. Oh, we're definitely going to a steakhouse.
Are we going to a steakhouse? Is there a steakhouse? Oh, I don't know.
I'd be down for a steak. I'm not sure if there's a steakhouse around here.
I could definitely do a steak.
I guess we could get a taxi or something and go and get a steak. I don't know how long the batteries in the Zoom will last, but I suppose this could be a 4-hour episode. We just start a pub crawl.
I do have to drive home at some stage.
Ah, we've got a spare bed.
Fair enough.
I've got Feedly on my phone, but it doesn't appear to have my discourse.
Well, that's not very useful.
Stories tag. So...
I don't know what's wrong with me, but remember I was talking about...
So many things.
Yeah. Remember I was talking about like 9/11 conspiracies?
Yep.
Tower
7.
I've started... No,
I'm beyond Tower 7. Which one's
the one that fell down? Tower 7's the one that fell down. Oh, the big truth is, like they put up some billboards, I don't think it's in Australia, with, I think, did you know a third tower collapsed on 9/11? It's like, yep. No, it did. That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Everyone knows that because you've been shouting it for 12 years.
No one can explain it. No, the National Institute of Science and Technology, whatever the hell they're called, did a really good job of explaining it, as have a number of engineers and physicists. But anyway. No, the other one is... it's. I'm not sure if it's possible to put 9/11 conspiracies on a spectrum from just somewhat crazy to completely fucking mental.
Yeah.
But if it is... On the completely fucking mental end is the people who believe there were no planes.
Yeah.
That it was either...
What?
No, I know.
Like, at all?
None, at all. No there planes.
So
no,
those planes that we saw?
No, we didn't see them. Did we? Did we see them? Were you
we
and
saw
I
a video of it.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
But there were about 4 million people who actually saw them with their eyes.
Did they?
They said that
no,
they did.
No, a lot of them heard things and then saw things on TV later that they then concocted, and maybe there was some sort of hypnosis or mind control going on. No, this is a serious thing, and there's a website called September Clues, which is, it's nonsensical. But anyway, because I'm not a physicist, right? I'm not a physicist or engineer or structural engineer. I don't understand. Like, I look at the towers collapse and I go, that seems right to me. When you damage the supporting structure of a tower that's still supporting, like, what is it, 25 levels or something above it? No, like, yeah, they're still supporting 25 levels above it.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised it falls, and when it falls, I'm not surprised it just continues falling through the building because yeah. It's a lot of weight dropping.
Yeah, I mean the ground floor level one is not a hinge.
No, and it's anyway. So that part I don't have a problem with. Like it fits with my.
It's not a tree.
it fits with my it fits with my logical understanding of physics, you know.
Yeah.
Intuitively I look at that and I go, that seems right. I look
at
the official
story. We could do an experiment with Jenga blocks and see, does it just tip over or does it sort of just collapse? Jenga blocks actually might not, I don't even know.
I don't know if they have enough mass to really do it.
That's true.
But there are no planers. But they are all built around the idea that these videos are all faked.
So the no planers, I bet that they started off with the Pentagon plane because there was fuck all sign of that after it went into the building.
Even then, though, I think the estimation of how little sign there was of it is completely off the wall.
Yeah.
Like half of the videos I've seen of it, they show the exit on the third ring, you know, the third ring of the Pentagon. They show the exit hole and go, look at this, does it look like a plane went in there? It's like, no, it looks like maybe an engine came out of there.
Yeah.
But the three-story or the, you know, the two-story hole on the front of the building, that looks a bit like a plane went in it.
So there's a lot of people who are guessing that there is a conspiracy. There's not many people coming forward and saying, I was part of a conspiracy.
No, and as far as I can tell, there never has been. There's never been anyone come forward saying they were part of it. There's been people coming forward saying things, but
oh my God, you would not believe how many chemtrails there are in Europe. It's unbelievable. I took a lot of photos.
How's your mind working?
It is,
I know, it's different. It's the Northern Hemisphere. It's different air conditions. We don't get them here, and it's not just because our government...
What it also is, it's like 25 countries in close proximity, each country having like four international airports, and unbelievable numbers of... I mean, obviously, yes, it's just contrails, but it looks so amazing. Like when you see seven planes in the sky at simultaneously
leaving
sort of flying
trails,
directly, you know, across and past one another.
It's funny because we don't really see them very often, and when we do see them, it's probably because we're an island nation and, you know, nothing's far away from the sea, so we get a certain type of cloud formation.
Yeah.
But when we see them, it's quite spectacular. Like, I don't, you know, I don't see them often. When you look up and you see a big,
long,
straight contrail,
chemtrail.
But the no planers, because I understand video technology, it infuriates me because they say, this would be impossible, and this is how they did it with this software. And I'm like, no, that is exactly possible, and that software doesn't do what you say it does.
And they also got, like, every international news agency, virtually all of which I think are based in New York, and got camera crews on the scene, they're all in on it,
all
obviously.
Controlled.
Because it's not like that'd be a big news scoop to expose that.
I'm not
it's
making
not like that'd be the biggest news scoop of the last 1,000 years.
Well, don't you know the BBC announced WT7's collapse before it happened. So clearly they just accidentally got ahead of the timeline.
I don't believe that even for a half a second.
They did.
They announced its collapse before it happened?
Yeah.
Or they announced its imminent collapse?
No, they announced its collapse. They said it has collapsed. But
right, that's quite suspicious.
Well, to be fair...
that would indicate to me that someone wasn't doing their job right, which is more likely than there is a massive conspiracy
to be fair, it
of
was,
hundreds of thousands of people.
It was suspected the building was imminently going to collapse for ages. And
had part of it collapsed?
No, I don't think so. But there wasn't a lot of close eyes on it either. Because, you know, it was
a little
surrounded
one.
By rubble.
Yeah, it was a little one, right.
It wasn't that little. It was 50 stories.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Like the fifth largest office building in New York or something.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, the no plane is absolutely fucking mental. And I've been arguing with them on YouTube. I need to stop.
Don't do that. Maybe argue with all of the people who hate feminists on YouTube and tell them to stop threatening rape against those women.
I can't. Oh, no.
That would be a really great argument to start as a hobby.
Oh, my God. You know, there's that XKCD comic, you're going to come to bed? No, I can't. There's people who are wrong on the internet.
They're wrong on the internet!
Oh, I fall into
I'm familiar with that.
I fall into these holes of trying to make people right on the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, because I clearly know what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
I used to argue about religion with people on the internet. What the fuck?
So, former senior philosophy correspondent, and I can't remember what else we call him, Ryan Sproul.
Sydney correspondent.
Right. His hobby was arguing
with... He got me into it.
Right.
He introduced me to, what was it, christianforums.net and their general apologetics and...
And racism.
Well, some places,
Like one of them said...
Did you see
that? One of them said, I'm going to use different language than I would normally use. One of them said that it's okay to oppress humans because they're not humans, and there's evidence of that because their skeletons are different. They've got more bones in their bottoms, and that's why they've got big asses.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, you have to present evidence for your outlandish claim, because that is just simply, there is no truth to that at all.
And, amazing
and he was like, I do not need to present any evidence, you need to do your own research. And I was like, no, I'm out of here, this is crazy. How does this Ryan's hobby? I'm not doing this anymore.
It's amazing. And it happens at all the... But YouTube... Like when
we're probably
going
to have to bleep out, but I actually remember having said it.
When when we were doing that on, like, when we were arguing with people about religion, YouTube wasn't really much of a thing back then.
Yeah.
So now everyone's got their own fucking documentary with all these proof, and there's this little excerpt and that little excerpt.
That was possibly before YouTube even existed. I mean,
yeah, probably.
YouTube
started in 2006, yeah. 2005, I think it started, but 2006 it really took off. Yeah, craziness. And it's just, it's insane.
Another thing that's insane is we had...
I was going to say, sorry. Yep. So, racism angle.
Yes.
There was there's a website called, I want to say it's called National Report. Kind of playing on National Review, which is a legitimate sort of right-wing news site.
Legitimate?
Well, you know, an actual news site that uses actual sources, even if their opinions are crazy. But this National Review published an article saying that, a satire article, saying that Barack Obama was declaring November to be Muslim Appreciation Month.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, holy shit. the comments in that thread were insane. And the thing about it, oh God, it was, some of it's just, you know, like, these are people.
January
who,
through October are Christian Appreciation Months.
No, not though, properly, though, are they?
December is Christian that, Appreciation
that,
Month.
What do they call them? That traitorous Muslim in command or whatever.
Muslim in chief,
yeah, that's the one. That traitorous Muslim in chief doesn't believe so. It was, the comments were insane. And it's amazing how little provocation it takes those people, and I say those people like the tea parties and stuff, it's amazing how little provocation it takes them to start making what pretty much appears to be threats of violence or death against the president
the American
of the United
Taliban.
States. Holy fuck.
They reject the label, but they earn it every time they open their fat mouths.
Jesus
Christ. They're lunatics, those people.
They are, absolutely. And it's that level of crazy that there is just no getting through to.
But they vote.
Yeah, they vote.
Which is really dangerous.
Yeah. They vote, and then they vote people who go into government and destroy their fucking country to try and win an argument, which is what they've just done with the government shutdown. Mm.
I don't suppose you've misplaced any bodies lately? Because apparently there was a body that was found on 90 Mile Beach.
Oh, fuck.
That was left unclaimed for 2 years, and so they just cremated it. So if that was yours,
2 years,
you're going to have to get
that?
A new one.
No, that wasn't mine. That one wasn't.
So other things that went unclaimed were not this week's lotto prizes.
Where was that? Did you? Who won that? What was the deal?
So the $33 million one apparently is a Westie.
Yeah,
who bought it? I guess in Ponsonby, or did that turn out to be not true?
No idea. I didn't follow up enough. All I realised was that I forgot to buy my ticket. I was going to buy a ticket because, you know, it's got to be one, and fuck it. I mean, I didn't.
So, I mean, in that case, it rolled over to second division.
Yeah, was it second division?
Second division.
Oh.
And only one person won second division.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, when it hits that point, I think it... I mean, so the mathematics of lotteries like that are really... They're not in your favour. And
Absolutely it's not
really clever to buy tickets. And we've spoken about this before. But sometimes it reaches a level where it doesn't matter that it's stupid, because kind of the fantasy is worth enough that, you know, spending that $10 or $20...
It's like $11 or $12 for like a super dip, which is the one that gets you into the Powerball draw, power dip.
Right.
So if you know, if someone said here's a, you know,
oh, and that's the thing,
here's a 340 million sided dice.
Yep.
Pay me $12, you can roll it, and if it lands on 17, you'll win $33 million. You'd roll the fucking dice. Yep. Why not?
Because you're not going to win.
You don't want to do it every
fucking
time.
But here's
time.
The thing. Two people won first division.
And they got
$500,000 each. Because they didn't get Powerball, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it was like the first person who had the Powerball number, or if it was just the first person who had Powerball at all.
No, it'd be the first person. It'd be the whatever prize got the Powerball would win it. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Good for him. So he finished his day at work, and he went to the gym, and then he claimed. And he's trying to keep, he says he's going to try and keep things normal. I wouldn't keep things normal. I would lose my shit.
There's so many things I'd like to do, you know, just to be freed from, you know, there's things I'd love to pursue and make and do. And if you had that kind of money, you're like, why wouldn't you? I'd just pursue those things. I mean, I like my job and I like the people I work with.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't quit immediately because I can't.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think I'd keep working there forever.
Yeah. I wouldn't give money to anyone who asked.
No.
If you ask, that puts you on the list of people who can't appreciate.
I give money to everyone who doesn't ask.
Yeah, everyone who doesn't ask.
Yeah. if you talk to me in the 3 months after I win $30 million in lotto, and you don't ask for any money, I will give you money. That's your challenge.
But you should, there should be some sort of delay. Like, you're, as you're separating, if they pause and go, heard that if I didn't ask it, you know, that their expression obviously is, I'm expecting you to give me some money because I've heard that this is what you do now.
Once you acknowledge the apparent claim to the money, you don't get it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
If I win, I tell you what, if I win $30 million, I will do that. I will make myself really hard to find so no one can talk to me, but at the same time, I will do that.
Oh, Bob Jones, are we... trigger warning? Oh, we don't even need to do this
story. Don't worry, I won't be.
Bob Jones is a doofus.
So, there was an article on Public Address about that.
Yeah.
And I recounted, I think I've spoken about it on the podcast before, but I recounted my my experiences as a jurist, not a jurist. That would
jurist
be,
to be a judge.
I wasn't a judge. as a juror, it was, yeah, anyway, I've just basically outlined what the case was and how it went down and how fucking retarded I thought it was. If you care about that sort of thing, you can go and find the post on Public Address, yeah. I suppose.
It's on page one of the comments on the thread about Bob Jones being a doofus. About R asterisk E.
Okay.
Oh! The biggest news of the week. Breaking Bad finale.
You have to wait until I've watched the first episode. Not a single fucking episode.
That's unbelievable. So it's definitely going to be spoiled for you.
Well, no, this is the thing. I figured now I'm quite insistent that I don't want to start watching it for at least a few months, so that if I hear any spoilers, they make so little sense to me that by the time I get close, that I won't even understand them. That's where I'm at now.
Yeah. It's such a great show.
I've just... did you watch The Newsroom? It's finished, hasn't it?
Yes, I think so. Yes, no spoilers.
It was quite satisfactory, I think.
Yes, if that was the final episode that I'm thinking of.
I think it was. I'm pretty sure that was. That you give a shit, but Burn Notice just finished the final episode as well.
Final? So it's over for good.
Series final, all done, all finished.
So I couldn't keep watching after it started being 42-minute long Hyundai commercials.
It became less of that again. I've been watching The Office on Netflix, the American one.
Right.
I realise I've watched 160-something episodes of The Office in the last couple of months.
160 episodes?
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah.
So the English one, there's probably like 16 episodes.
There's 14. There's 12 and... No, there's 15 maybe. 12, 13. 12 and a 2 6-episode seasons and a Christmas special.
Right.
Does that sound right?
Right. And people remember it fondly.
Yeah, but at the same time...
they remember that time that the guy tied his shoes up and threw them over the building and...
I remember when the US Office first came out and I was really sceptical about it and I saw the first episode and I went, this is shit! Because, you know, that's the TV hipster thing to do.
Yeah.
But I haven't got into it now. I really enjoy it. And the characters are, you know, because after you get past the first, whatever, you know, half a season or so, the characters aren't the English characters anymore. They don't seem to have that archetype and they really develop individually. It's quite enjoyable.
Speaking of television, apparently, according to stuff.co.nz, your trusted news source.
Yeah.
Suicide scene on Shortland Street raises concern.
What did they say about that? I didn't read the article.
I'm not going to read the whole article. The portrayal of apparent suicide attempt by an elderly character of New Zealand's most popular television drama series has raised concerns at the Mental Health Foundation. I wonder if it's just called the Health Foundation, but they've gone a bit silly. Was that insensitive?
That is very insensitive. Yeah, I heard about that. My understanding is there was a warning before the show. But you know how it is with TV shows now. They can't put, like, it used to be something like that in the show. Then after the show finished, they put, like, a full board up that says, you know, if you've got concerns, if anything in this show raised issues for you, please feel free to call blah, blah, blah. But now they have those accelerated flow things where they just flow straight from one program to another with no separation. So they don't, I guess they can't do those anymore.
Lollies throwing, gun showing in Auckland robbery.
Lollies throwing?
Apparently.
Is that the first thing?
Three men rob a South Auckland dairy after throwing a box of lollies at the shop attendant and pointing a gun at her.
Why is that? I don't understand why they're throwing a box of lollies.
Well, there would have been a box of lollies. It's a dairy. And they must have thrown it at her.
What sort of lollies? That is relevant, because if it was those jelly teeth things, no one really cares. But if it was like... if it was like hard candies, man, that could be quite rough.
Packets of lollies. A box containing packets of lollies and threw it at the shop attendant. It doesn't appear to say what kind of lollies
they
were.
So is that like the 50 cent mix?
Yeah, probably those paper bags, those little paper bags that the dairies make themselves.
I mean, the showing the gun thing's relevant, but I just the throwing. I just kind of always assumed that people who rob dairies throw things around.
I assume that they're using fake guns.
Yeah, usually.
Like if it's a pistol, it's got to be a fake.
But are you going to take a fucking chance?
Fuck no.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck it, it's just money. Who cares?
Yeah.
They'll probably get caught.
I'm looking through.
So the
local body elections are still ongoing. And I think that
I accidentally threw out my return envelope.
No. Well, maybe you can steal one from a neighbour.
Actually, the previous tenants never changed their address, so I've still got their election form. So I might just pull the envelope out of theirs or vote for them.
You could vote three times. Well, two times now. So an estimate that I heard suggested that Len Brown
was going to win by
there's been a relatively low turnout so far. Something like 75%.
How soon do we find out after the election closes who won?
It's New Zealand, so I'm hoping quick. Yeah. I mean, because I don't know if they're already tabulating.
I'm sure they counted them as they return.
In which case, you know, it'll be the evening of whatever day that it finishes, or the next day.
Did you hear they announced the date for the referendum thing? It's like it's going to run as a postal referendum between like the late November and mid-December.
This is the asset sales referendum that the Greens managed to finally get enough signatures for.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever signed it.
No, I didn't. Which is hilarious.
I wonder if my name's on it.
I love maybe. I love that the it's so funny that the Greens are like, oh, they're just trying to bury it, you know, bury it in the Christmas. They so are trying to bury it in Christmas because it's going to be like if it closes on the 13th of November. I guess it'll probably be like a week before we get the results, which means it'll be Christmas.
And Parliament will be closed.
It'll be Christmas, Parliament will be closed, everyone will be on holiday, no one will give a flying fuck what the results were, which I don't have a problem with anyway, because no one really should give a flying fuck what the results of a referendum are.
It's not binding, and we're spending something like $9 million on it.
If we were going to, $9 million, if we were going to have a binding citizens, you know, kind of survey thing, I would rather that we hire buddy Gallup or whoever it is to phone people at random and ask them what they think.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in using a self-selected poll to make these kinds of decisions.
So National tried to beat up a big story around ACC a year or two ago. And they increased levies because they tried to make it seem like it was in danger of going under. And I thought probably that meant that there was
going to propose
go back to privatisation. But instead what's happened is ACC has now reported a $4.9 billion surplus.
Good.
It's now being signposted that they're going to reduce the levies.
They're going to reduce levies, especially for...
But perhaps back to the level they were at before they fucked around with them for political reasons.
And removing them for private motor vehicles and things as well, lowering them for private motor vehicles.
Which is really high. The motorcycle one's really high.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be fair, though, like, you know, there's a really good fucking chance you're going to hurt yourself quite badly riding a motorcycle.
Yes, but the point is that you're distributing the load across the entire population. If doing a high-risk thing meant that you paid a higher ACC levy, then all those rugby players other various sports people
should pay
a hell of a lot
higher levy. People who do high-risk things for work pay higher levies.
And obviously me, I'm constantly going to war and so on with my body built for war.
Yeah, exactly. With the people, you know, like high-rise, I'm sure high-rise window cleaners pay a very high ACC levy, comparatively speaking. I don't think I pay a very high ACC levy.
I think mine's very low because I just sit in an office chair. It should be higher because, I mean, all of the research that we saw, I think it was all last year, it was like, if you sit for your job, if you're sedentary, that literally is going to fucking kill you.
I'm standing for my job. Is that much different?
Standing desks are the worst.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't have one that could be raised and lowered at will.
Do you want me to tell you 10 lessons learned from Breaking Bad?
No, I don't, because some of them might spoil something for me.
I will use my careful judgment.
No.
All right, here we go. Stay in school and study hard.
Okay.
Chemistry has everyday applications.
So, you know, October the 1st in the States is the day that Obamacare comes into effect, which is the reason that the fucking government's shut down, because the Republicans are such retards. But
they apparently have tried to kill it 46 times.
Yeah, it's gone to the Supreme Court. It's been like revoked or cancelled by the Senate, however many times.
The Congress,
one of them, I don't know.
I think they have passed a bill to delay its implementation by a year, and the Senate have not done that.
Yeah. They've tried to kill it many, many, many times. They're complete idiots. But even so with the improvements, and if they are improvements, some people say they aren't necessarily, and there's some ridiculous things like it costs employers more. They have to pay an extra fee now for every full-time employee they have. So as a loophole, they actually are, not all of the employees obviously, but some of the douchebag employees, like, you know, Subway franchise owners, are actually reducing their staff's hours to 29 hours a week so that they don't have to provide them any healthcare coverage.
The assholes.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Just give them an extra sub a week and that will make them healthy.
As long as...
Because I understand that Subway is, essentially, it's as good as medicine and exercise.
As long as it's one of the six under six. but, so anyway, I looked today, I went to all the different states have like these, so what do they call them? I want to say marketplaces. Is it like insurance marketplaces or insurance exchanges? That's what it is. And so you can go there and you can get a quote on insurance policies. You enter in your details. You say, you know, how many adults, how many children, have the, you know, what are the ages of the adults and what's the income, because that determines whether or not you get a subsidy from the government. Anyway, so for me, for two adults and three children, it was going to be like between $700 and $800 a month for the cheapest plan, the one that has the most co-pays and excesses and the least sort of, you know, the least comprehensive coverage. $800 a month for the family.
$800 a month?
$800 a month. And we're talking about things like I have to pay $600
a year.
Yeah, and we're talking about things like I have to pay $60 for every, say, like, if I wanted to get, like, a diagnostic test, like a blood test, there's a $60 copay in that. So I pay $60 and the insurance company pays whatever the rest is.
Aren't all those free here?
So, yes, they are. So
I mean, what I mean is by free, is that we've already paid for them in our taxes.
If you're ordered by a doctor, yes.
Right.
So anyway, so then I went to, there's like a website where you can get like a bulk quote on New Zealand private life insurance from all the different life insurance providers.
Yeah.
I went there. In New Zealand, I could get insurance, private life insurance, for myself, my wife, my three children, for under $200 a month. Like the most expensive one was like $190 a month.
Yeah.
And that has no co-pays or deductibles.
Yeah.
And like in every class of care, there's like, you know, a maximum yearly payout of like $300,000 or $400,000 in most cases.
Yeah.
One of them I was looking at, in fact, a couple of them I was looking at, even covered things like medical tourism. So if you want to get a procedure done in New Zealand,
like if you wanted to go to Thailand and have your penis turned into a vagina.
Yes. So what they would do is you get they have a quote. If it's a covered thing, they have a quote for that in New Zealand, and they will give you 75% of that amount to cover the medical procedure, accommodation, travel as well, I think, and aftercare. In a foreign country, if you want to go and do, in a, you know, certified foreign, you probably can't go to like Bangladesh and do it, but Thailand and Europe and all sorts of places. So they even cover that.
Like you can't go to Mexico and get one of those spirit surgeries, probably.
I don't think those are covered. I didn't specifically check, but man, the coverage is really good. It's not that expensive. I mean, it's quite a lot. $200 a month is a fair bit of money for coverage on top of what the government already, or what, you know, what our socialist healthcare system already provides. But fucking hell. And so you think that $800 a month, that's what you have to pay if your employer's not paying it, obviously.
Yeah, but they also pay income tax.
Yeah.
And of course, sales tax, depending on where they are.
And the income tax isn't significantly lower than ours. And once you include state and federal income tax and sales tax, a lot of them have a higher tax burden than we would in earning the same equivalent amount of money in the States. Craziness. But they get a really big army, so that's good.
That
was the thing about the government shutdown, right? Because it was pointed out a couple of days ago that when the government shuts down, the military stops getting paid.
Right.
So, Republicans, don't worry, they found a compromise. They agreed to let the military be paid.
All right. Oh, fantastic.
Because you didn't want anyone to be pointing the finger at Republicans and saying,
you don't
want to
stop murdering children or anything, yeah.
Well, you don't want to be pointing the finger at them and going, look, they're not supporting our troops. So they supported our troops. It's just everyone else who works for the federal government can get fucked. Oh, except, of course, also for the elected representatives, they get paid. They're not shut down. It's just, you know. Apparently someone was saying that air traffic controllers and prison guards and border patrol agents are all required to work by law even if they're not being paid.
Wow.
Yep.
But so all these congressmen and or senators or whoever it is that's responsible, they have made sure that they are...
Oh, they get paid. They're exempt. They're different. They're paid from a whole different pool of something. I don't know.
They're different because they're already rich and they don't need it.
Yeah, NASA, you know, every
NASA
federal government agency basically.
NASA.
Yeah.
You said NASA.
NASA, fuck you.
Bro, I appreciate it.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
You did mean to, because it's correct.
That's probably why I didn't mean to. That's even more reason not to mean to.
My Feedly, apparently, without my my story tags, it's not very useful. It's telling me things about Lindsay Lohan and someone called Cherry Evans. I don't know who that is.
Cherry Evans?
Don't know who that is.
Sounds like a porn star. I know a little bit about porn. I don't know anything about porn stars.
Are we going to walk up the hill and get some kai?
Let's do that.
All right, let me finish this. Finished.
We can just leave our glasses out here, can't we? They'll come and get them. Yes, they will.
We both made old man standing up noises, and now it's been recorded for posterity.
Oh, that's just how we roll.
Yeah, creakily.
We're in our early 30s.
There is no definition by which I'm in my early 30s.
I'm in my early 30s, you can just piggyback.
I will climb to be mid, and I can only really do that for about another 3 months.
I'm still sticking with early for me. I think Parnell's got better since the last few years that I haven't
it's
been
got
here.
A lot better just lately because Vend moved out.
So now
all of the colours are represented more fairly.
They've gone to that shithole that was
Portofino. Sucks balls.
It's Portofino. I said Portofino.
It's so bad.
Well, I said, are we going to Portofino? And you said, I don't know, I don't eat around here. But that's Portofino, and you're just telling me it sucks balls.
Yes, I must have put it from my memory. Last time I went there, I had to get them to refund. Well, I mean, I hadn't given them money yet. They didn't charge us for our awful food.
Right.
That's how bad it was. You know, you don't make that happen if it's only, you know, average. If it's only average, you just, you know, decide you're probably not going to go back there again anytime soon.
I mean, I've had discounts at restaurants for shit food, but I don't think I've ever had the entire thing refunded.
Yep.
Except maybe, like, you know, occasionally when they fuck something up at McDonald's or Pizza Hut, they'll give you the whole lot back or voucher for the equivalent amount.
Maybe it was the broadsword that convinced them. I don't know.
Ah, yes.
No, what have I done? I can't remember. Is it a tabard? Is that a kind of, no, a halberd? I don't even know. This is how useless I am when I don't have easy access to Google to replace my lack of vocabulary. I don't have a poor vocabulary, I just have poor recall, aphasia or something.
It is, I mean, it's a thing apparently that we don't bother retaining information anymore, because we just retain details on how we found the information.
Yeah. I've outloaded it. I don't need to remember all that shit. How often do you think these glass things get walked into by drunk people?
This used to be an Irish pub. They painted it white and now it's no longer an Irish pub.
Now it's the Parnell Bar and Grill, and we're extremely excited to be walking past. You keep trying to grab my hand or something, bro.
Sorry, I'm just so used to holding hands when I walk up the streets. It's a comfort thing, you know.
are you getting nervous about the zebra crossing? Everybody gather up together. Now nobody run. Now remember, you've got to look left and then look right and then look left again.
Signs out. Check. Safe. Clear. Cross now.
Do you say clear now?
I don't say it. They do. Well, I'm pretty sure when I did it, it was just signs out, cross now. I don't think there was any checking or clearing.
So when I was one of those kids, look, watch this. These guys better motherfucking stop. Yep, this guy. All right, good. when I was a kid, I did that briefly. So it was signs out, check, safe, cross now.
Yeah, I did it too. I got hit by a bus.
Only you.
I'm not completely lying about that. It's kind of true.
Yeah. I was essentially fired within a couple of mornings because I turned up late.
Figures.
They don't like that very much.
G'day. Two.
What are we going to have?
Sit over in the corner. God, the only thing I've had. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Over there? Or around the, around the back?
See if there's anyone over here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, there's a mirror. You can look at yourself. I'll sit over here.
I like to be able to look at myself. You know, I have my webcam on every time we record. Just on me. Full screen. I don't actually use notes.
That makes perfect sense.
To stare at myself.
That noise was the sound of a chair, not me farting, by the way.
What do you reckon? So we used to come here when you worked just around the corner.
Yeah.
And I seem to remember you used to get karaage chicken.
I did. The karaage chicken is among my favourites. But what are the options? And broadly speaking, I'm not really supposed to be eating a lot of carbohydrate today, but, you know, I'll, I don't know what I'll do. Oh, well.
So is rice carbohydrate for you?
Rice and udon are both carbohydrates. But,
So maybe you can just have salad instead of rice?
No, I don't think so. That's ridiculous. Stop talking foolishness.
All right, I apologise.
Now, I'll just not eat all of my rice. Maybe I will. We'll see. Yeah, I think I'm just going to have to eat karage chicken. Oh, it's not a good meal. Where's the pictures? I need to look at the pictures.
All right. Let's see, what am I going to get? I'm probably going to get karage chicken as well. That's boring.
Maybe well, if you like, I'll get yakiniku beef. Yakiniku beef.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Yakiniku.
Yakiniku.
Yakiniku? Yakiniku beef. I'm definitely not going to get teriyaki. I'm over that. I'm going to get some edamame, though.
I will.
Do you want like a ginger beer or something?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Hello. We'll have a yakiniku beef and a teriyaki chicken. And a side of karage chicken, and edamame, and potato katsu, and these drinks.
These main or rice or noodles?
Rice. Thank you.
Table
So they do have yakiniku beef, but I saw they dropped a piece of chicken, and I asked if they could make that for you.
Great.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I love dropped chicken.
Yeah. Like it was right in front of the fridge, and there was a little puddle of
Oh, that chicken liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that stuff.
And it dropped right in there. It looked like there was like bits of hair and, probably skin flake.
That's good because that's extra protein.
Yeah. And I did order it for you on rice, not on a salad, because you did recoil when I suggested that.
No, on a salad is a ridiculous idea. This is Donburi. It's not crazy land. Have you had, in a couple of malls, there's a, what are they called? Something Donburi. I can't remember. There's a Donburi place anyway. You just go, it's like Subway for Donburi. You go and you like pick your salads and then pick your meats and
they'll do like yakitori style thing
it's batch cooked, so it's in like a warmer, so you just kind of you're like, here, I want those salad things, and then I want to put these two
to that.
It's pretty good.
I didn't turn my thing upside down.
What are you gonna do now? You can put your thumb over it and do it, but then there's always the risk of squirtage.
No, I'm just gonna deal with that. Chink. This is a bit racist. They're not chinks anyway.
No.
Wait, is that right?
Japs, nips?
Nips. This is slow. Oh, Vietnamese? Is that
I think it's probably just generically Asian, if we're talking about inappropriate racial terms.
Squinty yellow motherfucker.
That's right. Oh my god, on Reddit today I saw this a post of North Korean imagery of American soldiers.
After saying that, I really hope my microphone's off.
It's not, but... Oh my god, have you seen this? Did you see this post? All this imagery of, it's propaganda imagery, I guess you'd say, of American soldiers from North Korea.
Right.
It's like.
It's North Korea made stuff.
North Korea.
Featuring
American soldiers. So it's basically American soldiers.
Raping babies and.
Slaughtering innocent villagers, that sort of thing. It's fucking dark.
I really hope it's possible to help. To help fix that problem, because Korean people. In my limited experience, only knowing some, they're great. They're nice. They're just gentle, nice people.
And it's true. Of the North and the South. It's not like there's any difference. They were the same. They were one country. Yeah, they are one people.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a peninsula.
There's not a cultural divide that has caused the separation.
There wasn't.
Well, I mean, So there's not like the former Yugoslavia or whatever, to have these cultural issues within it already. Yeah. It wasn't destroyed.
It's not like the North is Muslims.
No. It's not, it wasn't,
the
wasn't,
South is Buddhist.
It wasn't one of those insane things that was caused by British map makers just drawing lines randomly.
No. It might have been caused by the Chinese.
Probably. Most things seem to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Steamy edamame.
It's one of my favourite steamed soybean dishes. It's quite hot.
Yeah, it looks a little bit too hot.
Ow. Mm. I love the chili ones at Wagamama.
Extreme beans.
Mm.
this great episode or best episode, do you think?
Oh, best. Who wouldn't want to accompany us on like a random outing?
It's really good in person. I'm not sure if it's good just listening.
It's only because the listeners don't have edamame.
It's true.
Ow, that's really hot, that one. It sprayed really hot stuff out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
We all went there.
Hello?
Yeah, that's right, we've got this corner.
Yeah, we're taking the whole corner.
Couple comes in looking for a nice quiet spot to be out of the way. Nah.
Uh-oh.
And he wouldn't want to sit near us anyway, we're being obnoxious and talking loudly. Strange acoustics in this little spot.
Yeah, it's probably not sounding very good.
Who cares? Maybe I care.
Let me just make lots of mic noise while I tap around and find where it is. And discover it's like falling out the bottom of my chest.
Stuck to your foot.
Yep. Still stuck to my loving chest here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So as it turns out, I may have lied about your floor drop chicken.
I got
floor
beef.
Drop beef.
Yeah, thank you. What did you get?
I thought it was chicken that they dropped, but it turned out it was beef.
What's it? You got two different chickens. You got
yes, I got a teriyaki chicken mayonnaise.
Yeah, and then a side of karaage chicken.
Because I like chicken with mayonnaise and lemon.
Who does not like chicken with mayonnaise?
I don't want to. You have to be a bad person.
I don't want to meet a person who doesn't like chicken with mayonnaise.
Unless you're a vegetarian on International World Global Vegetarian Day, in which case, good for you for being vegetarian.
Well, I just ate some edamame before I ate any meat. Does that count?
That's vegetarian.
Mm.
You can't eat it. It's all carbs. This is where the show gets even better than it already was.
It's not like it's unprecedented for you to hear us eating or drinking.
I guess that's probably true. Mainly drinking.
Mainly. I wonder what we should do with the show once we finish doing these weird impromptu recordings.
Let's just kill
What's the next step? Kill it.
Just kill it.
Occasionally I think of like, I'm like, oh, we could do this with it. And I'm like, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of research, a lot of planning.
I like the current format. Last week as well, where it's very low friction.
Mm. Probably need some sort of agenda.
It is much better with guests.
Yeah. Maybe it should just be an interview show to try and get a guest each time.
Yeah.
Like, not an interview, but like a just a discussion, a joint discussion show.
But you've only been talking about what you've only been sending you on VHS. So there is one thing that I've had in the document for probably since before I went away. And that is ex-cop. Cop.
As in cop. A policeman
yes.
with an axe.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an animated series that is based on an online thing where this guy decided to start drawing his little brother's stories.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Axe Cop. And it is so bad. I want to recommend that people don't bother watching it.
Have you seen the CBS show? I forgot what it's called. The new one with Robin Williams?
No.
Neither have I. Or something you had.
I did hear about it, though.
He's on a CBS sitcom. That's all I know. Debuted recently.
So two other shows that have just started are another season of Survivor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And another season of The Amazing Race.
Right.
But more interestingly, for people who have previously watched and enjoyed The Ultimate Fighter, which is a competition to get into the UFC, basically. Get a big contract with the UFC. A few months ago, they had their first female fights in the UFC, which for a long time, Dana White, the president, said they would never have it.
Right.
But then, somehow he was convinced to change his mind.
He's got a girl's name.
Yep.
So that's probably how.
He's not a feminine.
No, he's just got a girl's name, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's gone pretty well. They've had the same woman as champion ever since, and her name is Ronda Rousey. She's incredibly boring to watch fight. She's never lost. And she always wins using the same fucking technique. A really boring armbar that she's, you know, incredibly good at. But it's very dull to watch.
Yeah.
But other female fights that don't involve her can be quite exciting. But this season, two women are the coaches on The Ultimate Fighter.
All right.
And half of the fighters are female in The Ultimate Fighter House. So there's 8 men and 8 women. And it is really good. The female fighters are much more onto it, and they're really impressive. And it's just a fantastic change. And it's very exciting, I think, for women's sport in general, and for women in fighting particularly. Because it's very hard for women to earn money fighting.
Yeah.
Because it's mainly about men, right? But the female fights are, in my opinion, better than the men's fights.
Interesting. I find no interest at all in watching people fight, but...
So Selena, who has an experience as a she did grappling for years, and she can beat my ass. One time I picked her up in a bear hug, and she did this thing, and suddenly I was on the ground, and it was just like, that was awesome. You know, I don't know about your relationship with your wife.
I don't often.
But every now and then we'll like play fight, and yeah. She just fucking ruins me. She's so good.
We don't have a play fighting relationship.
Right. Play fighting is the best. And she's watching it and she's really enjoying it because these women are really skilled.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of them have been doing it for 15 years. Some of them have, you know, 50 or more professional fights.
Yeah.
And a lot of the men are like 5 professional fights. So the women are of quite a high level.
Yeah.
Compared to the men.
So if we're speaking of television shows that our wives watch, because that's how I'm going now.
Yeah.
Not that Selena is your wife, but, you know, effectively. There's a TV show called Ink Master, I think, which is...
Tattoos?
Tattoos, yeah. It's quite cool.
I haven't seen it, but I guessed.
It's like Top Chef of tattooing, or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're actually tattooing people.
Fucking hell, that's risky.
Hosted by Dave Navarro.
Are some of them really terrible?
No, they're terrible. I mean, they're all, you know, actual tattoo artists. It's not like,
Yeah, but, I mean, like some of the people on MasterChef, they are like, they're line cooks, not really...
Some of them are not as good as others, that's for sure. And of course, they're doing it under pressure, you know, with times and time constraints and things. So yeah, it's certainly interesting. Dave Navarro is the host. You know, at various points,
he was in a band, right?
Yeah, what band was he in? I don't know. Whatever. I'm gonna eat all your edamame.
Did he have a sex tape with someone?
Probably. Why can't I remember what band he's in? That's really upsetting. Not upsetting. Not really upsetting. It's just pretend upsetting.
You can have all that edamame if you want.
I'm going to.
Good.
How are you liking daylight savings?
I'm actually liking it a lot. I've been... since I came back... So previously I was a bit relaxed about going into the office. And I'd go in sometimes after noon. Which is not, you know, kind of the expected standard. And, you know, when I first got back, because of the lag, I was... waking up at like 1 a.m. and then I managed to get back to sleep. You know, I'd struggle back. And then I was waking up at 5 or 6 and I just kind of kept doing that. And that is having, basically, it was pretty much irrelevant.
Mm.
It was really easy to deal with that because I've changed my approach. So previously, if I was going to try and get, like if I had an early meeting, I'd be like, okay, so I've got to be up by 7:30 and I'll get to the office by 9. for what I would think of as an early meeting. And now I'm just like, I'm awake at 6. And daylight savings didn't make much difference. I just, you know, maybe it was 6:30 in daylight time.
Yeah. Kids are away this week.
Right.
And I neglected to consider it when I woke up on Tuesday because they left on Monday. So on Tuesday, I don't usually set an alarm because there is literally no fucking chance of me oversleeping.
Are you going to have any of these things?
Sure. I'll try
one.
Are you
going to have some of that?
Potatoes. You can double dip.
All right, I'll double dip the other end first.
Whatever.
You have a single dip.
Okay.
And then we'll fight for who does the first actual double dip.
I'd never sleep. So this morning I woke up, it was like 9 o'clock, and I was like, right, set an alarm next time.
Alarms are terrible. There's no dignity with an alarm.
That's funny, I used to actually, when I worked in wherever it was, I guess it was Newmarket or Grafton, I used to live just around the corner from where I worked. And I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me, I would wake up turn my alarm off and go back to sleep without even remembering that I'd done it.
Yeah.
But I used to kind of get away with it because I was so close to work, I could get up and be at work in like 5 minutes.
And then go home for a shower at lunchtime or something.
Yeah.
I'll go home and play Grand Theft Auto 3, which is what I actually did at lunchtime. I'll be Grand Theft Auto 5 now. You?
No, I'm not going to play it until it's on PC. I really dislike console controllers.
Mm.
I find them really slow and imprecise. In a way that, you know, I find a mouse and a keyboard to be very, very precise.
I've literally never understood people who play first-person shooters with a console controller, on a console.
It sucks.
Oh, it's so... I mean, I'm, you know...
I mean, there's a reason that that people on PC playing the same game are not ever allowed to play against people on console.
Because
they would fuck them up.
Is there a great photo of... or great, like, animated GIF, I guess it was, of Grand Theft Auto 5. Someone flying along and then suddenly they just crash, their plane just stops and just drops to the ground. And it's because the console they were playing on, whatever it was, PS3 or Xbox 360, had, you know, they prioritised graphics rendering for performance, so it hadn't rendered a tree. So they crash, and as the thing stops, the tree starts to render. So funny.
See, now I'm not going to pretend that there's never bugs in games on
PCs. No, it's great.
Because obviously there are. But that does sound pretty ridiculous. I mean, because with a moderately good modern video card, there's no deciding what you're not going to include in the game.
No.
Everything's there, and it's faster, and it's higher resolution, and it's just the experience. I mean, for a social game with a group of people and beers, maybe if you're playing with kids or something,
have you seen this?
It's probably a good thing, but a game like Grand Theft Auto, I just don't see it.
You see the Steam Box announcements and stuff?
Not really. It's like a Linux box.
Yeah, I think they're doing two things. One, they're releasing like an OS, a Steam OS.
Yeah.
Which is basically a packaged, you know, packaged Linux with a bunch of whatever game-centric stuff. I think it's got, you know, it's got like a TV-friendly UI sort of, you know, and they're doing a controller.
Yeah, the controller looks strange.
It's interesting because, you know, you look at the specs for the PS4 and the Xbox One and you think, yeah, that looks like a pretty decent spec for a, you know, reasonably high-level gaming PC.
Yeah, but not in 4 years, where it will still be their console.
Exactly. Like, that's where the Steam OS thing seems to make sense, because you can buy the hardware, and, you know, it's commodity. It's not like it's hard to put PC hardware in a small enough box to stick comfortably around your TV now. Jesus, motherboards are teeny, and there's nothing else that really needs to go on things anymore. Have a good integrated graphics chip.
I mean, it's better with discrete. So I got a MacBook.
Oh yeah.
I got a MacBook Air, and it's got like an Intel GMA 5000 or whatever the fuck they're called. I haven't actually tried playing games on it, but you know, compared to my GeForce GTX, I can't even remember what 580 or something. It doesn't. It's not even on the same planet. It's not even in the same solar system. And that video card is like 2 years old.
It's funny. I was looking at it probably was GTA 5 actually. I was looking at it and I was thinking, yeah, that game looks like fun, but A, I don't have anything that can play it. I probably do. I think I've got an Xbox 360, but... And then the other thing was like, I would never find time. It's just not really a good time for me to sit down and spend hours playing games.
Yeah. I mean, what is it that you stop doing?
Eh?
What is it that you stop doing in order to have that time? You know, do you stop spending time with your kids?
I stopped sitting around on my ass doing nothing, which is what I, you know, in the evenings is what I mostly do, but at least it's sitting, you know, I'm sitting around on the ass doing nothing in the same room as my wife. We can talk, I can get up and do other things. If I'm going to start playing a game, it's, you know, it's not time that's easily interrupted and it's not social, even remotely.
So, I think she probably doesn't like games.
I don't think she minds them particularly, but I don't think she'd think I have time. I don't think I have time. Like, I just wouldn't. I think I've given up on gaming. I got Battlefield 3 because I got that Humble thing.
Oh yeah, the bundle, yeah.
I have no idea if any of my computers will play Battlefield 3. My laptop might, but they don't have to get a mouse.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I should probably play some of those games.
I played the...
You should play Mirror's Edge.
I've been playing the Burnout one.
Right.
Because I enjoyed one of the Burnout games that I used to play.
So, I'm not really a car, you know, a racing game guy. GTA and... Saints Row, as close as they get to car games. Because, of course, there's a lot of car stuff in them. But the game that's, so that might be the standout of those games, I don't know. But to me, the standout is Mirror's Edge.
I know nothing about it. I've heard people talk about it, I know nothing about it.
Yeah. So that's what I would play if I was you and I had, you know, a few hours.
Is it first, person, isn't it?
Is it first person or is it... It might be over the shoulder. I actually don't remember.
Oh, same sort of thing. The problem is I have a, I don't have a mouse. I've got a trackpad on my laptop.
Oh, no, you've got to get a mouse.
Yeah, exactly. The only mice I have lying around are the ones that have annoyed me enough on other computers for me to disconnect them and replace them.
Right.
The ones that my children destroy with their destroying this. God, they're so good at destroying things.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm quite glad that I don't have any children. When I'm able to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Without a care for anyone else. That's quite nice.
It's a strange thing that you sort of, you know, already counting down 360 something days until we go to the States on our own, and then beyond that I'm counting down, like, you know, whatever it is,
16 years.
until we don't want, you know, it's probably like practically it's like until at least one of the children is like 15 or 16 and can look after the other two for a night out or whatever.
Yeah. Auckland's going to be a wasteland. Hopefully your kids will be alive. I will have tried to rescue you from the zombie apocalypse. And I will have tried to get you to my
That makes sense because you're basically built for war.
I'm really I'm not surprised that you noticed, but I'm pleased that you noticed. Because I feel like that's correct, that I am built for war, more or less. This body and war.
More or
feels
less.
Like, I mean, not necessarily modern warfare, like with, you know, nerve gas and napalm from, you know,
I'm not
flaming
sure how...
death from above. But, you know, kind of old-fashioned warfare with swords.
Oh, I
and
see.
Sneaking
okay.
around, maybe yep. longbows.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I thought what I was picturing was that your body is made for flying an unmanned aerial vehicle 10,000 miles away from you and dropping a cruise missile on someone.
Look, I've done so much practice for that. I'd be really good at it.
Yeah.
I did a course, sort of.
Yep.
What was it? Modern warfare. I think there was a whole lot of that in it. Yeah, geez, I'm a bit tired of the modern warfare games. I liked it when it was World War II. Early World War II.
I think Battlefield 1942 was my favourite of those games.
I think more World War I would actually probably be even better. So it's just like wooden rifles with bolt actions, and that is basically the best you can hope for.
Has anyone made one? Is there been
probably
a World War
I? Probably no good. I wonder how long we've been going.
No idea.
It's like 5, 4, 3. I don't know.
No.
I mean, I feel like it must be longer than that because, you know, we went and had a beer.
Yeah.
And we must have been there for 30 minutes, 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and we've been here, but I don't even know.
There is literally no way to know.
That's true.
Ooh. Well, that's dinner. And ginger beer. We can meander back to the next pub. I don't know what was the...
Great. Pub crawl.
Oh god, I made the noise again. How did you pay already?
Yeah.
I was totally going to.
Yeah, right.
No, I was.
Oh yeah.
I've even got my wallet here in my pocket. I brought it with me and everything.
Yeah. Oh, my FPOS card's not in there.
Oh no. None of my cards are in there. I haven't got my Amex.
Oh, you see, what happened is... I got lunch and I left it in my other pants.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Oh, look at that. We come outside. It's beautiful and dark and there's lights and shit.
It's a lovely Auckland evening. So something that blew my mind, well, it didn't blow my mind, but I did notice it, was the weather report tonight. It was like current temperature Auckland 16, overnight low 8.
Yeah.
Dunedin, current temperature 20. Overnight low 13. And I was like, since when is Dunedin so much balmier than Auckland? What is going on? I think there's some lying.
Wow, we're actually literally talking about the weather.
Well, I think there's some lying going on down there, and I think that's probably where they're storing the World Trade Centers.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and all the planes or whatever it is.
The passengers who didn't really die.
Yeah.
Have you been to Burger King recently?
No.
What's your feeling on it?
It smells like burn.
Oh, good. Yeah, it does, it really does.
Doesn't it?
Huh.
I like it just fine.
Been...
the best burger, though, is the Pestarella burger from Burger Wisconsin.
Oh, man, I love Burger Wisconsin.
Which is mozzarella and basil pesto.
How many of the, how many Burger Wisconsins are there around these days?
I'm only really aware of two, but there's hopefully there's more.
One in Mount Eden?
Burger Wisconsin, as far as I was consciously aware of, Burger Wisconsin predated
Burger Fuel, definitely.
And was always better.
Yep, absolutely. And I don't think it was, I think it was cheaper as well.
Well, maybe. I'm not so sure about that part.
Yeah, I loved it, and it was really sad.
Oh, you found Swing Swings.
No. No, we don't need to do that. Yeah, no, the last couple of times...
Who's the least drunk? They'll be the one that drives, right?
Yeah, good. The last couple of times I've been to Burger Field, I've been really disappointed. They used to... The burger patty's been really dry. It was the... Ooh, Mövenpick. No, I can't go to Mövenpick.
You want to go to Mövenpick?
No, I don't need...
Wow. Oh, my God. Unladylike. That was incredible. That was probably clipped out the microphones.
That was pretty amazing.
That was a woman. Not a lady, obviously.
Oh, you know what we should do? Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Should have gone to Giapa. I'm just going to chat to that old crazy man.
Well, I mean, I suppose we could podcast taking a bus into town or something.
Look at this Wi-Fi antenna just pointing straight at our heads from, like, just slightly higher up. Ah, Parnell-free Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, that's something that's happened, of course. So Telecom, they did a trial of Wi-Fi on some of their public phone boxes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Around Christmas time, they did that in kind of holiday hotspots.
Yeah, they've got them all
and
over the place now.
We may even have spoken to someone about it. I remember, I'm sure we spoke about,
Rich,
or maybe...
I've definitely spoke on...
But was it on Twitter or was it on the show? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we said, you should expand this to everywhere, because I knew that there's a Telecom phone box, and now we can actually see it,
yep.
Right across the road from my favourite... Oh,
wow.
My God, my vagina just got wet.
I felt the same thing.
So wet. I'm ready for impregnation.
And he's the man to do it.
It's immediately across from my weekend cafe, where I like to go and spend time with my woman. And, you know, there's Parnell Wi-Fi, but you have to, you know, pay by whatever per minute.
It used to be free when I...
doggy, hello.
It was free when I built it.
Right. Yeah, once upon a time. No more. And you can even, I think, you can probably see the Wi-Fi bit that's been tacked on the top of the phone box there. And so they've announced that they're expanding it. They're adding like 2,000 more locations or something insane. But what they're doing is, if you are a Telecom customer, including prepay customers who have the $19 and $29 super prepay add-on package things,
yep.
You get like a gigabyte a day of this Wi-Fi, which to me seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Hey, I like these.
And if you're not a Telecom customer, then you pay $10 a day or something.
Premium rattan furniture. Who knew there was such a thing as premium rattan furniture?
There's not.
No.
Fish and chips. Fish and chips. Fish and chips.
The show is cancelled. Beep.